State Senator Jesse Adeguin called for a Senate Human Services Committee hearing on SNAP, known in California as CalFresh, to discuss the effects of the federal shutdown and recent legislation. The hearing featured a panel on the effects of the government shutdown and another on the effects of House Resolution 1, also known as President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. H.R. 1 changes the qualifications for CalFresh, which will result in some people losing eligibility for the program. David Swanson Hollinger is the Chief Deputy Director for the California Department of Social Services. He emphasizes the importance of CalFresh to California residents.
It's the largest anti-hunger program in the state. It serves more than 5.5 million low-income individuals each month, which is about 3.3 million households across the state. In each month, California issues approximately $1.1 billion in federal CalFresh benefits to eligible Californians.
Two of Adeguin's constituents from Richmond talked about how important CalFresh is to them. Chris Navarro and his wife are former educators who have retired and now live on a fixed income. They said that when they realized that their Social Security wasn't enough to live comfortably and buy groceries, CalFresh was a lifeline for them. During the shutdown, they had to stretch their CalFresh money, rationing their food and even skipping meals because of fear that the money from October was going to have to last through the holidays. Despite the government shutdown ending, Navarro says the fear remains.
We still remember that when families, seniors need help, the federal government fought to block CalFresh and SNAP benefits. Well, remember that. Instead of protecting people, leaders allowed millions to go through unnecessary fear, hunger, and confusion. We always believed the government was supposed to be there to support its people, not make them suffer just to make political points. No one should have to wonder whether their country cares enough to make sure they can eat. We still don't know if our December benefits will come, and living in the constant uncertainty take a real mental and physical toll.
Under H.R. 1, eligibility requirements for CalFresh also change. Certain non-citizens will lose eligibility despite legal status, including refugees and human trafficking victims. Contra Costa County Human Services Director Marla Stewart brought up another change: the new work requirements.
SNAP requires that all able-bodied adults ages 18 to 54 without dependents either work, go to school, participate in work training, or volunteer for 20 hours per week. If they do not, they can only receive SNAP for 3 months every 36 months.
These changes to CalFresh will affect over 97% of recipients. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.